ASL's top story this hour, Utah Republicans who collect signatures to get on the ballot could get disqualified from their own party.
It's one of many developments from a chaotic weekend meeting. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with the latest, Mary.
Amanda, it seems to imply that if Mitt Romney or others continue gathering signatures to get on the ballot, they could be kicked out of the Utah Republican Party. UtahPolicy.com says the Central Committee of the Utah Republican Party had a special meeting this weekend where they adopted this rule change, and that would violate state law, which says parties must allow all legal paths to the ballot. Some are saying if the Utah GOP sticks with this rule, they lose qualifying status and candidates could not appear on the ballot with the label of Republican. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top story this hour, a power struggle in the Utah Republican Party continues with the firing of the party's lawyer and a new rule that puts nearly every race on the ballot into question.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center to try and sort out what happened at a weekend meeting, Mary.
Amanda, the Utah Republican Party Central Committee is apparently threatening to kick candidates out of the party if they don't abide by their new rules. They have never liked the signature gathering, and if candidates like Mitt Romney continue gathering signatures, they may be kicked out of the party. Then UtahPolicy.com says when their legal counsel said at the meeting that this would violate both the state law and the U.S. Constitution, the CC members in attendance fired him. We have several calls out to the party chair and others who were there to get to the bottom of this. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.